在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 20, War Zones. 20A, Arrival in Beirut. Exercises 2 and 3.
I can remember coming into Beirut in the late 1970s,landing at the airport and seeing a big sign up,across the top of it in both English and French,saying welcome to Beirut, and then getting out of the plane and just being almost immediately surrounded by jeeps and people in uniforms with guns.They were usually smiling. I didn't feel particularly threatened. There were just more than I'd ever seen before in one place. And then going into the arrivals lounge, which is usually a relatively empty place while you wait for your baggage. In Beirut, it was crowded with people. People, not only people from the plane or customs officials, but people who had come in from outside, in past the customs officers,to greet their friends or their relatives, and people all the time coming up to you and asking if you wanted a taxi or asking if you wanted somebody to help change money for you or to carry your bags or to help you through the customs. Just the constant noise and movement of people, and because the place wasn't very well signposted, I found I was often quite gladto accept help from some of these people, at least to show me which direction I ought to be going. And in general, I found the atmosphere pretty friendly and not as tense as I'd expected it to be.
20B, Northern Ireland. Exercise 2.
You're from Northern Ireland, but you've been living in Britain for quite some time. When you go back,what are the main things that you notice about everyday life in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think largely it's very similar to the everyday life that you and I would have here. Like, that people go to school, they go to work, they stay at home with their children, you know, that they do ordinary everyday things, and that essentially, on the surface, it would look like it's really quite normal. Although, I think there's still quite a high presence of soldiers,and police around various cities and towns, not quite as much as there was when I left 12 years ago. But essentially, just walking through a town or a city in the middle of the day, it would appear really quite normal.
But that's on the surface.
Yeah.
How much has the fighting really changed people's lives?
Well, I think it's really drastically changed them in that people are living constantly with the threat of violence, death,intimidation, murder, all, you know, every single day, that really does pervade people's lives, and it pervades everybody's home. But I think people are living with an incredible level of terror all the time, and that because of that, I think it's very, very hard for even, you know, Irish people, Northern Irish people living at home to really be aware of it. It's like most people don't really want to see it. Most people don't really want to talk about it. You know, when I talk to my family about it,they just say, well, it's, you know, we just live our lives, we just get on and do the things that we want to do, and it doesn't really affect us that much. You know, it's so painful to actually look at it, really, what's happening, you know, that people are being killed and maimed, you know, and terrorized in their own homes, and that to really look at that means taking on a lot of painful emotions, and I think people don't have the resources to do that.
Do you think that people from other countries really appreciate what life is actually like in Northern Ireland?
I don't think that people really do know, and I think that people don't really want to know. There's, you know, that the media and television display a certain part of life in the north of Ireland, and I think that actually that's just a very minimal part of it, and that people don't really appreciate things like the absolute beauty of the north of Ireland. People are very frightened to go and visit it. People, you know, they think they're going to get shot or murdered, and actually, you know, that is very unlikely. And I think that it's very important for people, if they really want to find out about the north of Ireland, to go and visit it, to go and see people living there, to see that life is actually really quite normal, but at the same time to appreciate the beauty of the north of Ireland and the tragedy of the war situation happening there and still going on today.
Exercise 3. 1.
Well, I think largely it's very similar to the everyday life that you and I would have here. Like, that people go to school, they go to work, they stay at home with their children, you know, that they do ordinary everyday things.
2.
And that essentially, on the surface, it would look like it's really quite normal. Although, I think there's still quite a high presence of soldiers and police around various cities and towns.
3 and 4.
Well, I think it's really drastically changed them in that people are living constantly with the threat of violence, death, intimidation, murder, all, you know, every single day, that really does pervade people's lives, and it pervades everybody's home.
5.
It's like most people don't really want to see it. Most people don't really want to talk about it. You know, when I talk to my family about it, they just say, well, it's, you know, we just live our lives, we just get on and do the things that we want to do, and it doesn't really affect us that much.
6.
There's, you know, the media and television display a certain part of life in the north of Ireland, and I think that actually that's just a very minimal part of it.
7 and 8.
And the people don't really appreciate things like the absolute beauty of the north of Ireland. People are very frightened to go and visit it. People, you know, they think they're going to get shot or murdered. And actually, you know, that is very unlikely.